Generally, sellers pay 5, 6, or 7% commission to sell their property. And the thing is, if you're in a hot market where you hear realtors going, we got 5 offers on their house, 15 offers on the property, and they sold in less than 24 hours, the question is, did the seller overpay the brokerage fee and yet underprice their property? The question is, what's a fair number for a brokerage fee when you're selling your house? So what we've done is generally collect 1% and pay out 2.7%, which is somewhat typical of the marketplace. When you look at 100 sales in the past year or so, look at your price point, look at the data online, most of those will show the payout was about 2.7% to what's called the buyer's agent. 1% for us, the listing site, 2.7 payout for the co-op agent, whoever brings the buyer to the transaction. And that's it. That is still a access to the MLS, sign the front yard, all those different programs. It feeds to Zillow and Trulia and things of that nature. And oftentimes, that's what'll get it done. It'll look, buyer pent-up demand will create the foot traffic necessary to get a sale and get an offer after about 4 to 5, maybe 6 to 7 showings. Quite often, you'll get an offer. And the question is, did you need a lot of marketing to get that done? Or did you just need to show up at the dance because the market was so swift? We go over that, the data with you during our presentation. How healthy is your market? In any case, the brokerage fee oftentimes will be in that 3.7% range. If you said, well, we'd like the 1% commission total. So the 3.7 is generally going to happen about 8 out of 10 times. We don't want you to think that you're going to get that 1% every time. And if it does happen, the 1%, it's generally going to occur in those first few days, maybe the first 7 to 10 days, where there's a buyer online been looking for a house for months or a year in that quadrant. The day it hits the MLS or so, they contact us, which in turn depends upon your agreement with us. We could call you and they could show the, you could show the property to them, and the commission is only 1%. However, I want you to know the likelihood, historically, we've seen over these years, it's about 8 of every 10 remain at the 3.7. And if it is going to get down to the 1%, it's going to generally happen in those first few days. We get somebody who's been looking for so long, has no agent, contacts us directly. And then, of course, we'd prefer the 1% versus the 3.7, just like you, because the transaction is actually easier. Despite what a lot of realtors say, they should earn 6% because the deal is twice as hard. It isn't twice as hard. It's probably twice as easy. There's no other realtor in their personality and their inexperience to get in the way of the transaction. At the 1%, we have the ability to speak to both parties and find out how to wrap up problems, how to address problems without having a middleman in there trying to posture and negotiate. In any case, those are the three basic programs for the service outside the Smart PR. I'll cover Smart PR in just a moment here, that last version. However, most of our transactions are done with one of these first programs. Part of it depends on how healthy your market is. All right, thank you.